One of the nominees are the White Helmets, also known as the Syrian Civil Defense, who rescue civilian victims of bombardments. However, they largely operate in militant-held areas, sparking accusations of links to terrorist groups. And the organization's leader was denied entry to America earlier this year, triggering suspicions his name had shown up on a terror database, while the State Department struggled to explain his deportation.
I think broadly speaking, though, on any visa case, we are constantly looking at new information, so-called continually vetting travel or records. And if we do have new information that we believe an individual would pose a security risk, we'll certainly act on that. I can't speak again specifically to this case.
Well, despite the controversy, the White Helmets are being touted to scoop up the award, and they appear to be in the media's good books, with many outlets actively promoting their candidacy. For example, the rescue group enjoy the support of various Western governments.
They are fantastically brave, these White Helmets. I'm proud to say we're giving them another £32 million of funding as part of a wider £65 million package for non-humanitarian aid.
However, not everyone agrees with the media as people express their views online. Here's a headline from UK newspaper The Guardian praising the White Helmets, but the paper has been busy moderating the article's comments after readers had their say themselves on the rescue group. So, as you can see, the White Helmets have both their fans and their critics. The group's online image and who its members choose to hang out with is fueling the debate about the White Helmets' true intentions. While some of them have been seen feeding homeless cats, others have been spotted in very questionable company. RT's Murat Gazdiev has been looking into the background of the White Helmets.
They are the White Helmets, the world's most photogenic rescuers. They were founded to save people. They claim to be first responders, firefighters, medics, rescuers. They operate exclusively in Syria's rebel and Islamist territories. And they say they're unsullied by Western cash. Except
they claim that they receive no funding from any governments that have a vested interest in the Syria conflict. And yet they are, in fact, multi-million funded, conservatively speaking, $100 million from the United States, $23 million via US aid, from the UK, around now